Uncertainty as we approach another crop season. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. With the turn of the calendar, Tennessee farmers get closer to another planting season, and while they may be hopeful for an early spring on this Groundhog Day, for the most part, still uncertainty among farmers surrounding what and when they'll plant this year. Carroll County producer Glenn Tippett.
No 2 years are alike, but you know, this is the most uncertain we've been in a long time because nothing looks as near as good as it did a year ago, but I think our crop rotation is going to be pretty well similar because we're diversified with corn, beans, and cotton, some wheat. But you always hope for a better year, and maybe this is it.
Tippett says optimism was very high at this time last year, but with the volatility of markets, another dry year in his area, and the unknown over what Mother Nature will bring this spring, he says he's just uncertain over the upcoming season. Now, for Weakley County's Steve Tuck, they split their farm into an equal rotation of planting soybeans and corn. They'll do that again this year. And while they did get in on some of last year's good prices, that's all gone for now. And as for thinking about planting early this year?
In Weakley County, after 06, after we had the freeze, we kind of learned to plant a little later. And we're going to start planting corn around the 1st of April, and yeah, we're farmers, and we've got to be optimistic. We hope that yields and crop prices will be good in the coming year.
And you'll remember that late spring freeze 2 years ago that caught many folks by surprise and caused a lot of farmers that had planted their corn early to have to replant, but hopefully a good growing season on the way. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.